Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Okay, welcome to the results show of, yes. I believe this is, let's just call it the quarterfinals. I forget which week it is.
It is the quarterfinals. It is.
The important thing is you're listening to the nation's biggest unofficial streaking podcast.
Yes,
what a start.
Oh, dear.
So we have a result. I'm not aware of the result yet, Julia.
I love it when I know and you don't. Who do you think it
nervous.
Is? Look at my face. Who do you think it is?
I now don't think it is JJ, but I hope it is. I think it's going to be JJ.
Well, you're very good. So the dance-off was between JJ and Jamie.
Good.
So you know who's gone straight away.
I will say having him in the final two for the last fortnight is a positive sign.
I mean, it is, unless the public take pity on him now because he's been in the dance-off so much. And start voting for him. I don't think they will because it must be such a deficit of public votes compared to the scores he has been getting, even if not so this week.
Yeah.
It wasn't unanimous. Craig Revel Horwood chose to save Jamie this week, and so did Shirley. Obviously, has the casting vote, but Motsy actually chose to save JJ and Amy. So it wasn't a universal decision there. But yes, JJ had come to the end of the road.
Come Friday morning, I imagine there'll be a woman dressed as a kitten doling out sweets onto every doorstep in Britain in a desperate attempt to keep King Jamie at the top.
There'll be an army of them, and they'll be going, please, please, we're freezing cold. And they'll just be ordered to get back to work.
Please, please, sir, I'm going to give you the sweets. Don't make it look like we're having a conversation. But is there any way you could shoot me?
Or lend me your coat while they're not looking?
Well, I could lend you my coat, but I'm interested in the first one. not a massive surprise. And he had come to the end of his viability in this competition.
He had. But I would absolutely have taken another week of being slightly underwhelmed and perhaps a little bored. If it had meant this strange madness with the judges and Jamie could just end.
And the worrying thing is we've seen before when he was put under pressure, he annoyingly rose to the challenge.
Yeah.
And he really stepped his game
up.
That
was annoying.
I think he has got a lot of perseverance, but he doesn't have the natural talent that pretty much the rest of the field have.
No, and let's not underestimate, if I'm just profiling him psychologically for a moment, the confusion in his brain at being the most beloved person on that set and in the bottom two every week. Like, it's going to be sending him a bit screwy. And obviously this week it's still translated into, then I just have to try harder. I'm not sure. I mean, again, depends on the dance next week. If they give him another side-by-side cheeky chappy, you can basically run up and down the studio and not really do that many steps dance, I give up, quite frankly. But they really do seem to be heavily favouring his inability to dance naturally by giving him lots of things that look a bit dance flavored but aren't actually dancing at all. They're bouncing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
now, look, we're going into the semi-finals next week, so that will be the final cut.
It is criminal that blonde bastard is in the semi-finals. Criminal. I don't know what planet we're living on.
Presumably then we're going to go through to a final with four dancers.
Yeah, I think so.
And that does seem fair because this year has been so phenomenal.
And so close between the people who actually can dance. Really close.
Really has been. And I think, you know, a final with Ranveer, Bill, Harvey and Maisie is actually pretty much the dream that we've had since day one.
Yeah.
That is, I believe, and I'm not going to go back and check this because I might be wrong, I believe that's essentially what we called.
We did, but we were very, very adamant that Clara should have been in there. And the idea that Jamie remains, he survived another one, and Clara has gone is just a tragedy for the nation, because she would have turned in some brilliant performances. Just give her the chance. She has the potential to get better and better and better. He does not. And she was in my final for sure. So I'm still really gutted about that.
Oh, that's shocking. Well, look, I'm not going to celebrate JJ Chalmers.
Are you
not
sure?
Getting any further in the competition. You know what? You know, he is a guy who has really, really raised, he's had to raise a game in the face of quite serious adversity.
Yeah.
You know, and that's to be commended. I just do not want to see him on television. I don't want to see him more often. I don't want him on The One Show.
I think you might be seeing him on The One Show, Mark. I think that's his natural home, don't you? Like, what's the trajectory? Like, he was presenting the Invictus Games, which I don't know about you, I've never watched. So I had never seen him on television before. This is obviously a great stepping stone to what comes next. What else other than The One Show? Isn't he? He's not going to present Top of the Pops, apart from the fact he's not on anymore. Like, he's obvious Matt Baker material. Obvious.
Yeah, that's
he's got
the
reassuring
worry.
Regional accent, the gentle manner.
The worst thing about that, of course, is then The One Show people will go, he's got a military background, so let's continually send him off to do military stuff. And then The One Show has become even worse because it's got big things about military.
Mark, it'll keep you in podcasts for years to come.
there's only one functioning Sherman tank left in the whole of Cumbria. And I'm here to meet Donald Japp. You know, oh, God. The future is so bleak.
I look forward to beige and
loathing
JJ
his work on an entirely different podcast soon.
I was going to say, look, you can't shake him, is what I'm saying. He was always going to follow you. He was going to haunt you until the end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fair play to him. That's a very good bit of soldiering to never give up. But yes, it's not for me. I imagine Amy is at home now, punching the pillow.
Yeah.
And, deleting his number off her phone. She really, really has a cold desire to win this series, doesn't she?
No. Well, I think JJ and Amy, it was very emotional, his departure. Obviously, he paid huge tribute to her because, as he put it, she could wake up every morning and potentially end up in hospital at the end of that day because of her Crohn's disease. Mm. And just so you'd have hated it. It was the full
look
at what we've both had to, get through to achieve what we have. He was very humble. He was very sweet, but I think they'll be friends for life.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, absolutely, friends for life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to Wales.
One of those things, very easy to say, isn't it? Very, very easy. And of course, at the moment, can't be disproved.
We can't prove it or disprove it. No.
I'd appreciate it if both of them could come back to me at the end of their lives and let me know whether they ever met again. Fantastic. So join us next week as we will be taking you through the highs, and I hope no lows, of the semi-final of season
18. Jamie is dancing, don't forget.
Of Strictly Come Dancing. It could be a great week because, there's a chance that he might do a really stupid dance and then they'll kick him immediately out.
I mean, the good thing is now JJ's gone, there is no one conceivably in a dance-off who would leave over Jamie now. I think that they will have to admit that next week, whether they like it or not. The idea of him being in the final fills me with dread and foreboding. But I hope... I'm trying to think. But there's, after the dance this week, I'm slightly terrified for Bill next week. Just slightly terrified. His marks... What did he get? He got 3/8, didn't he? His marks were slightly lower than everyone else's. I'm sure the public are still completely with him because he's freaking wonderful. But I'm a little afraid for him. In a dance-off with Jamie, depending on... If Jamie did what he did this week, I still can't see him beating Bill. But
no.
I am afeared because those judges seem very unpredictable where Jamie's concerned. Very.
Yeah. We have a saying in dance, all it takes is one slip and a broken hip and you're not going through to the final.
is that what we say, is it? Yeah.
Okay, I trained for 42 years under Shirley Ballas and that's the only thing I remember about it.
And when you eventually chewed through the restraints, you were able to tell the police a full account of what happened to you in those lost years.
They didn't believe me, Julia. I lost my case. So until we see you next week, thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate
it. It's the semi-finals!
It is. Julia, would you like to give a beautiful keep dancing to all the ladies and gentlemen?
Hate you, Mark. Keep dancing!
Yay!
GreatBigOwl.com.
Heavy Pencil.
An actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry.
A podcast sitcom
with Anna Crilly
and Tony Gardner.
I played Edmund Gelder, and he played Fanny Snatch.
The Observer called it
a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately.
Heavy Pencil from Great Big Owl.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.